Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history, because sports history is made each and every day of the year, and we use this sports break to preserve at least a small sampling from some of the great athletes and great events that happen on the date of August 23rd in this episode. We have a couple jersey numbers we want to talk about. Numbers 9, 3, 21, 15, and 43 that made history on this day. We're going to start off in August 23rd, 1907, and the Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Howie Kmintz no-hit the New York Giants roster in a 1-0 victory, 5-inning game at the Polo Grounds in New York City. On August 23, 1936, a 17-year-old Cleveland Indians future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, Bob Feller, made his debut in a Major League Baseball game, and it resulted in him striking out 15 players on the St. Louis Browns in a 4-1 win at League Park in Cleveland. Now, Feller wore the number 9 on his uniform for that season. August 23, 1942, in the spirit of charity, Walter Johnson came out of retirement to pitch to number 3 Babe Ruth, who was also previously retired, in a pregame attraction that drew 69,000 fans to the New York Yankee versus Washington MLB doubleheader at Yankee Stadium. The exhibition of legends helped to raise a cool $80,000 for the Army-Navy relief. August 23, 1953, a man named Phil Gray allegedly set a record for throwing a baseball with a distance of 443 feet 3 inches. Pretty long throw. August 23, 1970, Roberto Clemente, number 21 of the Pittsburgh Pirates, produced his record second straight 5-hit game. That's quite a bit of hits, 10 hits in 2 games. August 23, 1972, Chicago's Dick Allen, wearing number 15, became the 4th player to homer in the Comiskey Park center field bleachers. The previous participants that did that, Jimmy Fox, Hank Greenberg, and Alex Johnson. Some pretty good company to be in there with Mr. Dick Allen. August 23, 1992, Dennis Eckersley, wearing the number 43 of the Oakland A's, had another big year. Eck previously set the record for the most consecutive saves at 40, but on this day, he became the first pitcher to record 40 saves in 4 different seasons. Dennis Eckersley, one of the greatest. August 23, 1993, Atlanta Braves teammates Fred McGriff, who wore number 27, and David Justice, wearing the number 23 uniform for the Braves, became just the 6th duo to hit back-to-back home runs 2 times in the same game. That's quite a feat right there. And they were quite a pair, some great hitters, Fred McGriff and David Justice. That's part of the success of the Braves during the 1990s decade, along with some of their great teammates that they had. So this is some great history that we get to talk about here for sports. Most of it baseball today. As a matter of fact, all of it was baseball today. And just a pleasure to bring you this history. Hope you enjoy it each and every day with these little sports breaks, these little nuggets of information that help you remember what happened in the past. There's nothing better than that. For some more great history on sports, you go to sportshistorynetwork.com, very aptly named, because there are 30 different podcasters bringing you a podcast of sports history of some sort. Every day there's something new on sportshistorynetwork.com. There's thousands of hours of listening enjoyment, so you can get caught up on what's going on in sports history with some of the greatest guests and history experts on sports coming on to those different podcasts, and some great posts there as well. You can also join our websites, pigskindispatch.com for football and jerseydispatch.com for some great alternate sports. The Big Four of United States are what we really talk about quite a bit. And like you see from this podcast, we talk a lot about the jersey numbers and the uniforms that the players wore to tell the history. So hope you join us for all those. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.